So in the end, at least for us, it was a shoo-shoo. Yet another thing we'll have to explain to the Washington Post and Al Roker. There are different takes on the origin of shoo-shoo. Some think it begins with a buzzing fly and a don't bother me. This could be true, if only because that buzzing can keep our focus some. A shoo-shoo, in my most technically sourced Cajun, is even more captivating than that, like a firework that fails to pop, a topic of focus that fizzles out, a big dud. When it comes to storms, name them all shoo-shoo in my book. I'll gladly trade that outcome for 2 days of being scolded to give every catch basin we see a waist-deep hug. On that note, I've cleared mine, adopted mine, made sure mine made good friends and went to a respectable school, and they still don't drain. But that's just part of the shoo-shoo. Much ado, thankfully, about nothing today. So we come here to thank God for another storm that was more party than hurricane, but we might think deep in the back of our minds, did we do this right? Was it all worth it? The city crawled to a close. We canceled a Saturday mass. I even ate my Friday Dunbar's breakfast at a table for one, all because of a shoo-shoo. Maybe we think this the way so many press releases started the last few days, out of the abundance of caution. That's how we acted, or spent days not acting, out of the abundance of caution. Truthfully, it's a phrase I'd like to place into my bubbly catch basin, right after, of course, my sandbag collection. I don't think we were really acting out of an abundance of caution. We were acting based on the information as we knew it. A quick developing but slow moving storm that had the capacity to dump feet of water on the eastern side of its eye. We don't need a history book here. We could just flip back to Wednesday morning. We acted rightly by not acting much at all these last few days, based on the information we had, shoo-shoo or not. I think this is important to reflect on, this acting based on the information we have, choosing to act or not act as such, having right intention and attainable wisdom, no matter the outcome. We didn't act yesterday because of that. Stayed at home or did some cooking or cleaning and hopefully a little praying. Today, that reflection gets us acting, moving here into church, but even more than that, with our lives. The Good Samaritan parable gets us moving, or at least it should. It's so famous, we can probably recite it ourselves even before we heard today's gospel reading, and even more, have it as the cover of our missalette issue this time around. What if the conclusion was different, though? If the result was a little less storybook? In some ways, that's the expectation of the Levite and the priest, right? They who pass on the opposite side because, well, this ain't pretty now, and it ain't gonna be pretty later. The man on the road had been stripped and beaten, to the eye, left half dead, the text tells us. That sounds pretty messy. This could have been an elaborate setup also. The road from Jerusalem to Jericho was a dangerous one. This man could be in on an elaborate ploy to draw a passerby close and then attack. There's a way we can understand the mindset of the Levite and the priest. Processing this information, I will choose not to act. It's just the wise thing to do. We can understand their thinking because it's so often our thinking, looking for the reason why not, looking for a result that might harm us. But clearly, Jesus is telling us their thinking and ours is wrong. It's not about some possible result. not if it turns out to be a stick-up or a shoo-shoo. What piece of information does the so-called Good Samaritan bring to the equation that the Levite and the priest miss, that causes him to act reflexively when they held back? I think it's, that there is me. That there is me. Maybe it's because as a foreigner, as one without pure blood and good connections, the Good Samaritan knew what it was like to be mistreated, to be vulnerable, to be ignored. Maybe it was because he knew in his bones the Lord as his strength, while the Levite and priest only spoke around the subject. Maybe it was because he himself had been abandoned before, his city left for dead, floodwaters stewing for weeks, not because of personal moral failure, but because of governmental malpractice. This weekend, Barry proved for us to be a shoo-shoo, and yet we acted rightly by not doing much at all. This Sunday, we're reminded of all those many ways that we have been left for dead, and how, on the other side of them, we can never fail to act in aid of the vulnerable, the weak, the people we must regard as our sisters and brothers, as our very selves. It's not the result that matters. We take in the information, strive to have the right intention, pray for wisdom, and then act, or in some cases, don't act, always taking on Jesus's compassion more. Reminded once again during this stormy, shoo-shoo Samaritan season, that there is me.